Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents American Delirium, a novel by Bettina Gonzalez, translated by Heather Cleary, narrated by Rebecca Gibble. What you have to do is enter the fiction of America. Enter America as fiction. It is indeed on this fictive basis that it dominates the world. Jean Baudrillard, America. Chapter 1. The day he found a woman hiding in his closet, Vic had dreamt about winning a ping-pong tournament. The two events were unrelated, aside from the nearly identical feeling they produced, triumph followed by disgust. The way he'd sneaked into his own home and stealthily pressed his ear to the closet door was exactly like the perfectly calculated arc of his arm as he flicked the ball beyond his opponent's reach. Just then, with the suspense of those days nearly at its end, his ear registered, despite the 2 inches of oak that separated him from his discovery, a loud peal of laughter. Vic lurched back from the closet door as if it had given him an electric shock, losing his balance. That was when he remembered the dream, especially the face of his opponent, an older man who kept taking off his glasses to wipe the sweat from his face with his forearm. As the spectators cheered, the man shook his head slowly, wondering how this 10-year-old boy could have beaten him at his favorite game. Vic, who had never played ping pong and was exactly 41 years old, had woken up feeling sick or swindled, as if he'd just come out of a routine operation to find that one of his organs had been removed without his consent.